This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music Row. I'm sitting in a car with drummer extraordinary, Mr. Rhythm, Kenny Malone. How are you, Kenny?
Hey, Bronson. How you doing, man?
Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So you've had quite a career. You've recorded on probably over 300 albums. You've played with everybody. You've been doing it forever. Where are you originally from?
Denver, Colorado.
And you came to Nashville?
In 1970.
From the Navy band?
It was after 14 years in the Navy. I was playing in bands the whole time. And I went to sea in a unit band for about a year and a half, and then went to the Navy band in Washington, D.C. And then for the last 6 or 7 years was became an instructor at the School of Music for the Armed Forces, Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. So I had that percussion department.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so what prompted you to move to Nashville?
I didn't want to raise my children in New York or L.A. or any of those other metropolitan places. I thought Nashville was a small town. You know, two or three main streets, and
right.
I knew nothing about it.
So who taught you to play drums?
I had some great teachers, two of them. George Roy was his name, and I joined a boys band called the Denver Junior Police Band, and that's where I learned from scratch. I mean, how to read music, music notation. Well, he taught the whole band at one time. When we learned how to hold drumsticks, we also had to learn to name and play all of our scales and chords in every key. So we learned music along with the band, not just drumming. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was really an education. And then at the same time, I was taking private lessons from a marimba teacher, Charlie Watts, and that's where I learned marimba and xylophone and those kind of instruments. And when I went in the Navy and auditioned to get into the Navy music program, you know, I could read anything. I mean, it was real easy for me.
So when you came to Nashville, all of us, when we come here, we have to meet someone to get started out?
I knew a guy named Ron Oates, and he was a piano player in the Navy. And all piano players, you know, they had to learn to play a marching instrument, you know, because you can't march with a piano, but I taught him bass drum and cymbals, and he was one of my students, and he was the only name I had. So when I got here, I called him up, and he took me out. He kind of introduced me around to different sessions that he was doing, he was playing, and that's how I got my first few demo sessions, is with that rhythm section. It was Bobby Dyson and Jim Covard, Bobby Thompson, you know, were the main guys. And we played like, a lot of little demos and things over, you know, the course of a few months. And then my first master session was with Carl Perkins. And shortly after that, I did Drift Away and Don Williams, Amanda. They kind of became a hit at the same time, and then it just started, you know, all the time.
So all those sessions that you've done, is there anybody that you haven't played with that you'd like to play with? You've worked with so many
different
people.
I'd like to play with Nancy Wilson someday. And also, I love her singing as Barbara Streisand. Oh, my God. But those are primarily the two that I would like to record with.
All the years and all the different kinds of music that you play, because when you think Kenny Malone, you obviously think drums, but you think so many other instruments. You bring so much to a session. I would have to think of you as a percussionist.
Yeah.
If I had to say the one word that would describe what it is you do.
Yeah.
But you play everything from, you've played duct tape, right?
The whole world is a drum, you know, to me.
Have you ever thought about any other instruments? I mean, is there...
I took three piano lessons and decided it wasn't for me when I was a kid.
Right.
I knew when I was 5 I wanted to play drums, and that's all I ever did. I mean, I've done that for 66 years. I'm 71 right now, but all my life I've been playing. And I'll bang around on everything, you know, because that's the fun of it. You're finding out what type of sound you have. When I first asked Jack Clement, you know, what he wanted me to play on something, he says, I don't care what you play as long as it sounds good, you know, so that...
And that's been the philosophy you take it into?
Yeah, I'll play paint cans or anything that makes the sound of the record, you know, it makes it match the attitude of the record.